is Jared and the GM on ESPN 102.5. The game, Titans in Kansas City. We'll be there this weekend. Coverage Friday, Saturday, and Sunday live from Kansas City. Floyd Reese, what happened in Kansas City last Sunday got me a little worried, I'm not going to lie. 24-0 Texans. I went into this and I tweeted out and I said, if you're a Titans fan, you want to root for the Texans. You want the Texans to beat the Chiefs because I did not want any part of Kansas City. I didn't want any part of Mahomes. I didn't want any part of Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, any of those guys. Even though the Titans, for some reason, always seem to beat the Chiefs, I did not want any part of Kansas City. I was rooting for Houston watching the game on Sunday. And then Houston got up 14-0, 24-0, and I'm like, maybe you do want. God, you're so annoying.
You got to cover your ear. There you go. Now you won't be able to hear
insane.
Anything.
Between that and you kicking the table so that everybody hears it, it drives me nuts. So I said, I don't want any part, can't see. Then Houston goes up 24-0. I'm thinking, oh, maybe Houston's better than I give them credit for. I mean, they did come in here and beat the Titans a couple weeks ago, and they didn't really play anybody in that last game. I don't know. And then out of nowhere, after Bill O'Brien's stupid fake punt, which, again, Bill O'Brien should be fired, and the media and fans in Houston are trying to get him fired, but it appears that he is not going anywhere. Bill O'Brien, stupid fake punt, and all of a sudden Mahomes goes right down, bang, 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 seven, and they score 51 points, and that game was a blowout from down 24-0. Floyd, your first thoughts on the Chiefs. Did they flex their Super Bowl muscles? Were those, we are an elite, truly great team muscles that they flexed with what they did to the Texans in their comeback on Sunday?
The part that I think surprised me as much as anything was Houston got some special teams plays early that gave them a big chunk of their 24.
The Tyreek Hill drop and the block punt.
And Kansas City turned right around, did the same thing. They got some big plays on special teams. Got a big return, got some, and you're thinking, what are these guys doing? Of course, once they got the momentum, started back with the momentum, then there was, you know, they were on their way. I mean, this is a potent offense now. It's scary. But once they got just a little bit started, got a little foothold, they were off and running.
So I read somewhere that said, I think it was The Athletic that said, Wade Phillips, when he used to coach in Buffalo, said that he never wanted to get up by too much against Dan Marino, because the second you get up big against Dan Marino, Dan's going to start throwing the ball down the field, and Dan's going to just start chucking it, and that you don't want to be up 23-0 against Dan Marino, because then Dan's going to start firing. Now, I mean, I'm too young to remember the prime of Dan Marino's career, but I'm going to guess that Dan Marino was pretty elite in terms of what he did when he wanted to throw the ball down the field. Mahomes is clearly elite. I just don't know if that was Houston's doing with how that game got so out of hand, or if that is really how elite Kansas City can be. And I lean more towards that is how elite Kansas City can be. Now, we know they can move the ball at will. We know all of that. But their defense, as soon as they got the momentum off of the block, off of the fake punt, their defense did not let Houston do anything the rest of the game. I mean, where's Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins and Will Fuller and the other guy Stills? Like, where are they to go throw the counterpunch to Kansas City? Kansas City's defense, I didn't think was that good.
I thought once they started going on offense, at a point in time in the game, they showed a chart of the touchdowns and the number of plays. And it was unbelievable. Two plays, touchdown. Three plays, touchdown. Five plays, touchdown. Two plays, touchdown. I mean, it was just, I don't remember the exact number, but something like five scores in, you know, 12 and a half minutes or something. You know, I mean, when you can do things like that, I mean, that's especially in a game of this level. I mean, you're talking about playoff football. And they were just as explosive as you could ever imagine.
But how much of that is because Houston's defense has got awful? I mean, A.J. Brown has crushed Houston's defense twice this year, and A.J. Brown's caught two passes for like 13 yards in the last 2 weeks. I mean, I think we need to take into account that Houston had so many different – I mean, they had like so many DBs out and so many safeties and corners, and none of these guys could cover anybody. But these guys couldn't cover A.J. Brown. So, obviously, they're not going to be able to cover Hill and Kelce and that team. I have a hard time believing the Tennessee Titans would allow seven straight touchdowns to the Chiefs. And I don't think – everyone's talking about how good the Titan defense is right now. I really don't think the Titans defense is that good. I just think they've taken advantage of some really good circumstances, and they've been very opportunistic in two games. But I don't – like, I think New England's offense was trash, and so the Titan defense looked good in that game. And I think Lamar Jackson stunk, and the Titans had a perfect game plan, and then Harbaugh did some dumb things, and all that allowed the Titans to get out in front. And so the Titans defense looks good, but I don't think the Titans defense is all that good. I think Houston's defense is horrible. And so I'm trying to say to myself, were those really Super Bowl muscles they were flexing Kansas City with that offense? Or was that, hey, you know, we got to take this with a grain of salt because Houston's defense is that bad. And you could tell Houston was so shell-shocked after the fake punt.
I mean, you don't – I mean, again – I mean, in practice, you don't score touchdowns every two plays. You know, that doesn't happen. I don't care who you're playing against. You know, it's just and for them to be able to do that with they had thrown like 15 passes and had six touchdowns. I mean, that's, you know, those kind of numbers are just, I don't care who you're playing. That is flexing, and we know they can. I mean, it's no surprise. They are elite, and it's going to take special something from us to keep them corralled.
But are they that great of a team? Are they that great? Because if those are their Super Bowl muscles, you cannot beat that. Like if the way that they played down 24-0, the Tennessee Titans cannot beat that. They cannot. I mean, if the Kansas City scores seven touchdowns in a row, the Tennessee Titans are not going to win on Sunday.
As is probably true for everybody.
Right, but my point is if that's who they are, then you cannot beat them. For example, LSU scored seven touchdowns in the first half against Oklahoma. And we're like, if that's who Oklahoma is, Clemson cannot beat them. And Clemson could not beat them yesterday. I mean, is Kansas City really that good? They've never done that before. I mean, they've had explosive offense and all of that, but they've never done that before. I mean, you just beat the number one offense in the NFL. Now, I don't think the number one offense in the NFL is really the number one offense. I think this is the number one offense that you're playing this week. But at the same time, I'm just wondering, should we look at this and just throw your hands up and say, you can't stop that offense? When they want to, they're that. Or do we look at that and say, well, you don't suck as bad on defense as the Texans, so you should be okay?
Well, no. I mean, if that's the way you're phrasing it, I mean, that offense is outstanding now. You know, we're going to have to play better than we've played. And we played, I thought, a great game this week. But this defense, this offense is different now. This offense is the old, true NFL, you know. And the part that scares me the absolute most is how do we get pass rush? How do we disrupt them?
They can't. But what about the idea of Houston's offense maybe stepping up and making a play? Like Houston's offense, once they got down, I mean, it's 24-14, and then Houston fumbles the kickoff, and so the Chiefs score. Like, where's Deshaun Watson? Why was he not making plays? I mean, I think Houston packed. I mean, we got to look at Houston for a second here, and we got to say the Texans played horrible for three quarters against Buffalo and pulled that game against a so-so Buffalo team with a quarterback who's really not great at throwing. Pulled that game out of their rear ends at home. And then they played great for one quarter, and then they played horrible for another three quarters. And we got to say, hey, do we need to look at the Texans here before anointing the Chiefs, the kings of the AFC, based upon what they did on Sunday and say, wait now, the Texans kind of, Bill O'Brien's an idiot.
Well, no. I mean, if that's the thing, I would go ahead and anoint Kansas City. But That being said, I think if you are the Texans and you're ahead 24-0 and you blink about three or four times and now it's tied or you're behind, I mean, you are shocked. You are shell-shocked. And I think in your mind, you're thinking, oh, my God, what just happened? And sometimes you never recover from that, having been there myself. Sometimes you never recover from that. So it's tough.
Oh, the Houston media was having, I don't want to say a field day, comparing this to the Oilers' choke job against Buffalo, but they really were. I mean, they were really comparing this to, what was it, 93? They were really comparing this to that 93 game and talking about the level of choke. I mean, they were up 24-0.
Yep.
24-0 in the game and lost it. And I just wonder, I go, you know, how much of that is Houston and how much of that is Kansas City as a truly elite team? 615-737-1025 is the phone number, 615-737-1025. Robert is up next on Jared and the GM. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call.
Robert.
First of all, I'm going to just say, hats off to the whole Titan organization and Mike Vrabel. I mean, he does it again and again and again. You know, I look at everything that don't happen with the Titan season and everything, and you know what? I say to myself, Mike Vrabel, you got your quarterback, and you know, you knew that what you could win with your quarterback. And then I look at Mike Mularkin, that freak. He had Marcus, and he got what he had, and it wasn't no wins. And I'm going to say this, too. Derrick Henry, he is running with authority. That guy is a freaking nature. He's like a machine out there. It's like, I don't know what's going on. It's like somebody don't took his lunch and he don't got mad. And, you know, I'm going to say the defense of the Titans, I mean, it's unreal. These two goal line stands that they've been having and with all these teams, it's just unbelievable. I wouldn't have never believed they would have been as far as they are today. They have gotten so many fans out here now. I go into stores like Kroger's and everything. I'm just like, where's all these people coming from now? People got hats on, shirts on, and they're like, you need to take your New England Patriots hat and trash it. They say the other word, but I ain't going to say what they say. But anyway, you know what? Hats off to them. I mean, this team here, they believe they can win. They got a coach. He is putting them in unbelievable positions and able and allowing them to win. And he is, I mean, he got their mindset and think, okay, we can beat anybody. You can see it by every time on the field. I've lost so much money in the last few weeks because the Titans have made me so mad. But you know what? They're a great team now, you know. But, you know, I'm still a Patriot fan. But you know what? Mike Vrabel, he learned from his teacher, and that's Belichick. And, you know, he formed this team, and I think this team could go to the Super Bowl. And I'm not a Titan fan, but you know what? This team is a great team. And it's their time. It's their time. Because back in the day, if you think about it,
I appreciate your call and your enthusiasm. I want to get to something you said, though, and I do appreciate your call.
Thanks, Robert.
Robert loves the Titans' defense, and everybody's talking about the Titans' defense. And I think the defense has played well, but I still think the Titans' defense is a liability now. I mean, I don't think the Titans' defense is the 1999 Titans' defense. I still think that Titan defense has some big holes on it. And I'm worried about the Titans' defense this week. Am I crazy for that?
Against this offense?
I'm not just talking about against this offense. I'm just talking about in general. I don't think the Titans' defense is that good. I mean, they're good, but I don't think they're that good.
Oh, I think they, again, the numbers. If you're looking at stats.
And I did not bring up stats.
I know it. But if that's what you look at, you are not going to be impressed. If you look at just what happened this week at Baltimore, they go down the field, they're throwing for their 300 or 350 yards or whatever it was. Then they get to the 20 and they kick a field goal. Go back, on down the field, boom, 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 get to the 20, kick a field goal. If you're doing that on defense, you are winning.
I know, but I just feel like it's all smoke and mirrors.
Call it whatever you want.
I mean, it just feels like it's smoke and mirrors.
It's working.
More of your phone, 615-737-1025. Do we think Kansas City's butt-kicking of Houston is a sign of how good Kansas City is, or is it a reflection of how bad Bill O'Brien is, who should be fired in Houston, but is not going to be, which is good for the Titans? 615-737-1025, Jared of the GM Live from the wholesaling studio powered by RumbleOn.com. Let me tell you about Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. They take great care of my home. They can take great care of your home. The truth is this time of year, the weather is changing constantly. Some days you need heat, some days you need air. Well, you got to make sure your HVAC unit is working properly. That's why you got to get a tune-up from Hiller. Be like me and join the Happy Hiller Club. Once you join the Happy Hiller Club, they'll take a look all the time at everything, and it is the right spot to be in. Plus, with Hiller, you're offered true transparency pricing, which means every time Hiller comes out to your home, like they do with my home, you'll get everything itemized and laid out for you. No special fees or hidden rates or anything that will kind of tack you on the back end. That's why I love Hiller. Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. They are proud supporters of the Nashville Predators and the Tennessee Volunteers. The best in the business. That's Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Live from the Wholesaling Studio, powered by RumbleOn.com. Jared and the GM. It's ESPN 102.5 The Game and streaming on the Game Nashville app.
7 touchdowns in a row for Kansas City yesterday. When you see something like that in a football game and the momentum turn like that, what do you preach to your guys of how they can get on a roll?
You know, it's you've been out there as a player and you've seen it. You know, there's plays that happen, and you know there are only 5 or 6 of them that happen during the game that you're going to need. And you know, the message is, just because you give up a play, you're still playing. You know, just because they got the ball on the 30-yard line doesn't guarantee them a touchdown. But there can't be any panic. There can't be any flinch. That's when you need your leaders and your coaches to get everybody to kind of take a deep breath and figure out that at that point in time, you don't need any cheerleaders. You need players and coaches that can get players a call, and then players can go out there and execute and not have any panic.
That was Mike Vrabel in reference to Casey's 7 touchdowns in a row. And again, we're wondering, okay, was that 7 touchdown barrage that we saw, was that because Kansas City's offense is that good and that unstoppable, or was it because Houston sucks? And deep down inside, I think, as with everything in life, I think it's a little of both. But I vote it being Houston's fault. Maybe because I want it to be Houston's fault, because if Kansas City is that elite offensively, then Kansas City's that elite offensively and we just have to get on with it. Or because I think Bill O'Brien sucks.
Let me ask you a question. Let's look at it the other way. You think Travis Kelce's pretty good?
Yes.
Maybe the best?
I mean, I don't think that Travis Kelce is...
Maybe the best.
Okay.
Okay, the little receiver, you think he's pretty good?
I think he runs well, yeah.
Maybe the best?
No.
Who's better?
Michael Thomas, Julio Jones. I mean, there's a lot of receivers who I'd rather have over Tyreek Hill.
Okay. You can have those guys.
I mean, he wasn't even the best receiver in the game on Sunday. DeAndre Hopkins is better than him.
You have, I mean, how many touchdowns does he have?
Now, you're talking about Mahomes or Tyreek?
Tyreek.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's running up and down the field. What about the little receiver from Georgia? Is he pretty good?
Hardeman?
Yeah.
No, he just runs fast.
He's not good.
No, he just runs fast.
Not good. Okay.
Khalif Raymond would be a superstar in the Chiefs offense.
Oh, Khalif Raymond would be a superstar, but Hardman is not very good.
It's the guy throwing the ball. All the Chiefs receivers have to do is
what about,
run,
what
and he's going to run around long
what
enough.
What about Watkins?
Oh, Watkins sucks. You hate Watkins.
But how
he's going to run around and he's going to chuck it right into the guy's
receivers,
hands.
Titans receivers are pretty good.
The Titans receivers?
And Watkins sucks.
No, the Titans receivers stink.
Oh.
Okay. We've been over this. You threw a fit last week because I told you they weren't going to be Baltimore's corners. And you were like, they're going to be, you can't get off the press, you can't play. And they can't get off the press, and they played and they won. But my point is the guy throwing the ball is the reason why Kansas City's offense is so good. Now, if you want to bring him up, yes, he is.
Can our quarterback throw the ball?
Not like him.
Can our quarterback throw the ball?
Not like that guy.
Can our quarterback throw the ball?
Yes, he can throw the ball.
Yes, he can throw the ball.
But can he throw the ball like that
but
guy?
But yet he's thrown for 80 yards, 70 yards, and 90 yards or whatever in the last 2 weeks. Why is that?
I don't know. You tell me. You're the one who's trying to argue that he stinks now.
I told you 10 times.
But now you're trying to argue he stinks.
I'm not arguing he stinks.
That's where you're going with this. That's the implication you're making.
It is not his fault. It is the receivers. So you can say what you want about the quarterbacks. But if you're not a receiver that can get downfield and catch the ball, it doesn't matter how well I throw it. Does not matter.
Khalif Raymond's getting open.
That's right.
I'm just saying, like,
Khalif Raymond's better than Hardman. Did we get that?
I didn't say he's better than Hardman. I just said that, like, Hardman is good in that team because all he has to do is run.
Don't
If Hardman were to go and sign somewhere else to play wide receiver, we'd never hear from him ever again.
Oh, come on.
He's like a fourth-round pick. Oh. He didn't even play at Georgia other than punt returner because all he can do is run, which in that offense, that's all they need you to do. All they need you to do in Kansas City is run. Just go straight.
You're the same guy that said Hollywood Brown. Oh, what's Hollywood Brown?
I say he's a non-factor.
He's nothing. He's not a factor.
How many touchdowns he had on Saturday?
I don't know. He had a touchdown.
Did he have any touchdowns?
125 yards.
Did he have any touchdowns?
I had 125 yards.
Oh, then he must go right.
He had more yards by himself than our entire passing game.
Hey, Lamar had so many yards that maybe Lamar had a good game on Saturday. I mean, you're the one who says, all you do, look at the numbers. Screw the numbers. The numbers, and now here you are. Numbers, numbers, numbers. Hollywood Brown is a no factor. He was a no factor Saturday. Why? Because he ain't that good. And now, if you put Hollywood Brown on the Chiefs and all he had to do was run straight and he had to the other guys, he'd be pretty good. But, I think the Chiefs are really, really good. I think the key to the Chiefs is the guy throwing the ball. I think that's the key to all of this. Him. And the worst part about Sunday's game for them was the fact that once he got going, I don't think Houston had any way of stopping him. Now, is that because Bill O'Brien is not a good coach and that team, once he operated and ran his stupid fake punt, that team was completely shell-shocked and they could not take the momentum back? Was it because their defense, which ranks 29th against the pass, is not very good and Mahomes is very good? I think all that is on the table. I think that those both play a factor into why Kansas City scored 7 touchdowns in a row. That it's not just Kansas City is good, and it's not just Houston is bad, but it is somewhere in between. And I stand by that. You're making this sound like Kansas City's offense is the reason why they scored 7 touchdowns in a row, and that you could have put the 85 Bears out there and it wouldn't have made a difference. And I'm here to say that the Houston Texans are not the 85 Bears against the pass.
Okay.
Well, you
Texans
you just,
aren't the 85 Bears. I got it. It's a pretty profound statement.
Well, but they stink.
Cleared things right
they
up
stink.
For me.
That pass defense stinks.
Thank you.
Does that pass defense stink? Were they ranked 29th in the league this year? Did A.J. Brown go off against them twice? Yes, yes. Why? Because they stink.
Okay. Go on. Who we got?
Well, why do you just refuse to address the fact
anybody that
Texans...
says some of the dumb things that you say, it's hard for me to talk
what
to.
What did I say that was
you
so dumb?
Are, you say ignorant things.
Like what?
And it offends the show.
Like if what?
People will hear that and they'll think, you know what they said on that show? And I just... Let's go to something else.
Yo, you want to hear
Let's
ignorant?
Go to Cedric.
Give yourself 15 minutes. You will hear ignorant in 15 minutes, and I will love it. But I go
Let's
back.
Go to Cedric.
I go. Hold up. But
Cedric,
I go back to the fact that I think you want to avoid how bad Houston stinks because it was the fake punt that changed the entire game, and you know that that would be criticizing a friend of yours in Bill O'Brien, who is getting a lot of criticism right now. So that's where I just, to me, I mean, seriously, do we think the Titans defense would have given up 7 touchdowns in a row to Kansas City?
Okay.
Do you think
Let's
that?
Let's move on.
Do
Cedric.
You think that?
What do you got? Cedric.
Do you think?
Here we go.
Do you
Here
think? Do you think that the Titans defense would give up 24 points in a row
no
to Kansas
idea.
City?
I have no idea.
I mean, 7 touchdowns in a row to Kansas City?
I have no idea.
Yes, you do.
I have no
idea. That's your job. You're the GM.
I have no idea. Let's go.
I don't even know the point that you made by telling me that all their receivers are good.
I don't know either. Let's go.
You haven't made a point. Make one point, and then I'll take the call. Make one point, and I'll take the call.
You're an idiot. How about that?
For what?
That's a pretty good
point. For what? What did I say?
Now let's go to the calls.
What did I say that was idiotic? Because if you're following along at home, my only takeaway is that Houston stinks on defense, which is true, and that the guy throwing the ball is the difference for Kansas City. Fair?
Okay, Cedric, what do you think?
I don't even know why I try Cedric. Go ahead, Cedric.
Baby, listen, styles make fights.
There
and
you
who
go.
Cares that they gave up 7 touchdowns? It has no bearing on what's getting ready to transpire on Sunday. We've given up 12.5 points per game. We have Dean Pease, who is a master at making young quarterbacks look bad. Listen, man, they have 11 guys, 11 grown men that slept with their nightlights on last night because the boogeyman is coming, and his name is Derrick Henry, baby, and he is running the rock. Jared, they have to stop us. We don't have to stop them. Andy Reid blows games. The boogeyman is coming, Jared. I'm telling you, dog, this game is not going to be close. I told you last week it wasn't going to be close, and I'm telling you again, get the confetti ready. Pack your bags for Miami. Go put your hula hoop shorts on or whatever you got to put on down there and go drink you some coconut rum because you are going to Miami, Jerry, courtesy of Derrick Henry and Dean Pease. Bye, Jerry.
Thank you, Cedric.
Cedric.
I would argue this. The two times you've beaten Kansas City with Derrick Henry, one time required the quarterback throwing a touchdown pass to himself. The other time required two field goal mistakes on Kansas City's part and a ball that was dropped in return for a touchdown on a fumble. And that's with Derrick Henry running for 155 and 188 yards, respectively. Derrick Henry alone is not going to win this game. Now, I argued with you last week that I thought Derrick Henry could carry the team to victory, and you argued back and said no, and then I was proven right. But I would say that this game's different only because, again, 188 yards gets you, what, two touchdowns?
The sad part about it, you think that's right.
It's true.
You think that's right.
It's true. I said they could win the game with Derrick Henry and then a little bit of Firkser and Jonnu Smith and Raymond and Sharp, and you said no.
No defense. Defense wouldn't matter. We didn't need any defense. We didn't need any goal line stands. We didn't need any short yardage stands. We didn't need third turnovers. None of that mattered.
I was talking about an offense. But, again, if you're going to beat Kansas City, and Derrick runs for 190 yards and you get two touchdowns out of that, Kansas City's offense is too good. Baltimore's offense, I know they were number one in the league, but they weren't that good. This offense is better. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. Back to the phones next. 615-737-1025. Jared and the GM. Preds fans, do not miss tomorrow night's Smashville Live. We'll be in Bellevue at Brewhouse 100, located at 8098 Highway 100. The show starts at 7. This week's guest will be Vince Gill. A limited number of autographs or pictures will be available, so be sure to get there early. Smashville Live is brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka, Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, Yeehaw Brewing Company, and Red Spirits and Wine. Jared and the GM. It's ESPN 1025, the game is streaming on the Game Nashville app.
Chiefs, if you get down 24 to this team, it's over.
It's over.
It's over.
To this team and this coach and that running
back. It is over.
Yep, I agree.
So you better, the best thing for you to do is try to get to a lead.
Yep.
And make Ryan Tannehill.
I agree.
Go head to head with Mahomes, boy. Because if it's a running game versus Mahomes, you're going to lose.
That was Shannon Sharp saying, hey, if they get down 24 points, this game is over. Do you at least agree that the Titans would not blow a 24-point lead to Kansas City?
How do I know that?
Like,
I mean, nobody.
Does your
nobody,
gut tell you that? Like,
nobody knows that.
Shannon knows it.
I don't. Yes, Shannon does.
Oh, wait till you find out what else Shannon knows, by the way. You will love that. But do you feel confident that if the Titans get a 24-point lead with their defense and running game that they wouldn't blow it like the Texans did?
I mean, I have confidence in our defense. I think our defense is pretty good. At the absolute most important thing.
Which keeping the team out of the end zone.
Giving up points.
Let's go to your phones. Let's go to Jeff, who's up next here on Jared and the GM. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I think with this game coming up, I think Arthur Smith and Dean Pease will give these guys the answers to the test. They just have to do like they did against New England, like they did against Baltimore, just execute. We can't hang with their receivers. We don't have the athletes on defense to hang with their receivers. But I think if we make them slow walk the ball up the field and then stiffen up in the red zone, I think we have a chance. But that's the plan. I think it has to be. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for the call, Jeff. Floyd?
Thanks, Jeff. Yeah, I mean, I can't argue with any of that. I think the longer you can keep it out of Mahomes' hands, the better off you're going to be. I mean, I think we go way, way back talking about those kinds of things. But the bottom line is, I mean, it's going to have to be like last week. You're going to have to get some turnovers along the way. You know, you're not going to be able to go drive for drive with them. So, you know, if you can get a couple of turnovers along the way, make all the difference in the world.
Well, there's going to have to be stolen possessions in there. But this idea of the scheme, maybe I'm crazy about this. I don't see the Titans out-scheming the Chiefs to victory. Like, I just don't. I think that their players are too good for you to come up with some kind of plan that would take all of their receivers out of the game. I'm with you. You need to get some turnovers. You need some big plays. You're going to need some special teams play. I mean, you're going to need everything to win this game, but I don't think this idea of, well, Dean Pease and Arthur Smith have all the answers to the test, I'm not convinced of that, at least with Dean Pease. I worry that Dean may not have an answer, that when it is, hey, Dean, you're a brilliant football defensive coordinator, scheme me up something to stop Travis Kelce. Well, that's almost like saying, hey, you're a great defensive basketball coach. Now draw me up a defense that keeps Michael Jordan from scoring. Well, yeah, we can't do that with Michael Jordan. I mean, that's what I worry about. Tyrekus is up next on Jared and the GM. What's up, Tyrekus?
Man, I like how you scratched my name. It just made me sound important, man. How you guys doing, though, man? This is what I want to say. I think it's crazy, man. Like, 2 years ago when we versus the Chiefs in the playoffs, do the Titans have a chance? Not a chance in the world.
No chance.
Then we win, and they say, if it went out of a 10 and it was day one, then this year, not a chance. Then we beat them. Now we're finna do the same. Like, when is these guys gonna start believing in us, man? But this is my question right here, boss. In the playoffs, out of the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs, which team did you think more likely to beat in the playoffs if we verse first? Because if we just stomp the Ravens like we stomped the Ravens, how they gonna just talk about the Chiefs like we just, you know what I'm trying to say?
So I know exactly what you're saying, and I hate to answer your question, but the answer is Baltimore. Thank you for your call. The one team that I did not want to play was Kansas City. I mean, like, when it came down to the final week and it was like, well, if Houston does this, then you may play the Texans, and if this happens, then you may play the Patriots, but you're most likely to play Kansas City in the first round. I was kind of like, ugh, anybody but them. Anybody but Kansas City. And then you got your wish. Because Ryan Fitzpatrick and the Dolphins beat New England at New England, and all of a sudden, you get Kansas City. Now, I mean, look, once you get to the AFC Championship game or the Super Bowl, you're going to have to play whoever's there. There's no sense of, well, I mean, I was rooting for the Texans because I'd rather play the Texans in the AFC title game than have to play the Chiefs. But, I mean, now it's kind of okay that if you go to Kansas City, you play hard and you lose. It's still a great season and all of that. But to me, the idea of, well, they smacked Baltimore, why can't they smack Kansas City? I just look at it and I say, honestly, I think Kansas City is a better team than Baltimore, and I think Kansas City is a worse matchup for the Titans than Baltimore.
Well, schematically, you can stop a running game. We've said this before. And it's just like, you know, Baltimore was the number one rushing team in the league. Well, schematically, you can stop that. Unless you have a quarterback that is really young or really inaccurate or throwing a lot of interceptions or doing, you can't scheme up and beat a passing team if you have no rush. And therein lies the problem.
Let's go to your phones. Let's go to Anthony, who's up next. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, guys, what's going on? A couple days, no call. Is your resident Browns fan? Jack, you're looking at this wrong, man. I'm a Browns fan, and my wife grew up here. I'm looking at the Titans. You got a thing of beauty here, right? It sounds like you're like the offense is a bright, shiny toy. The Titans have won in all phases of the game. I think they're a more complete team than Kansas City. Earlier in the year, you were saying we weren't scoring enough, that the Titans weren't scoring enough points. They were blowing people out. Tannehill was throwing for 320 yards. You beat Kansas City 35-12. The last two games, the defense has won. Special teams has won. A whole team. Every phase of this team has won a game for the Titans. I'd rather have all three phases of the Titans game than just a powerful offense. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Floyd, thank you for your call, Anthony. Floyd, do you agree with that?
I think he brings up a good point, which is, I mean, even against Kansas City, I mean, I think if you look at 22 people, most people would say our 22 people are better. Mm-hmm. I think the problem lies in you say, okay, what about their five best players? And their five best players are going to be better than our five best players. And that's where the problem, you know, you run into the problem.
Well, I just think in football, the quarterback matters a lot, obviously, in the sport. And I think Tannehill's good. This guy, through 2 years, is a Hall of Famer. I mean, I know he's not, you know, if his career were to end today, he's not going to the Hall of Fame. But if he continues doing what he's doing and there's nothing that makes it look like he's going to stop doing this, he's going to get a gold jacket. Now, look, Peyton Manning was in his second year in the league, 13-3, unstoppable. You guys in 99 beat him. But I just think that, to your point, yeah, the Titans probably have a better all 22, and honestly, probably a better, when it comes to managing both sides of the ball, probably a better coach. But they have Patrick Mahomes, and they have an offense that fits him so perfectly, and he can score from any spot on the field. Right hash mark, left hash mark, 15-yard line, 30-yard line, opponents 10, 20, you put it on the 43, he can score from it. And he did that against you. He's done it before. I mean, he's that dude. I mean, he is the way that this all worked out for him to be their starting quarterback with the trade up and no one knowing about him from Texas Tech and Cliff Kingsbury never winning any games, so nobody watching him play. And then all of a sudden, this guy being what he is. I mean, it's almost like drafting a quarterback in the sixth round and having it be the greatest quarterback who ever lived. I mean, he's a unicorn. And that's what he is. And that's where I feel like they have the biggest advantage. And I'd rather have the unicorn quarterback than just have a solid team, which is what the Titans are. We'll get back to your phone. 615-737-1025. But what they're saying about the Titans on TV, we'll go to that. And Floyd, you are going to love at least two things that you hear out of this. Maybe more, but I am excited for this. Chair to the GM, ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming on the Game National app.
The Ravens came out cold and rusty, and the Titans, off their win at New England, they came out hot and rolling from the start. And the difference is, if we just talked about the Texans, the Titans are different because they are coached by Mike Vrabel. He's a tough guy who instills mental and physical toughness in his team. And he's got the ultimate weapon right now in Derrick Henry because nobody left in this tournament has a Derrick Henry.
Nope.
So if you give them an inch, they will take a mile because of Derrick Henry.
Right.
Skip Bayless loving Mike Vrabel for the Titans win. Floyd, that was what Skip said yesterday on Skip and Shannon. Let me be honest with you. It gets better. You know the national media. You know they don't watch Titans, right?
Right.
So now, what do you? If you don't watch the Titans and you watch the last two games, you would say Derrick Henry is the man. Vrabel, what a coach! And the defense. Wow, the defense. And that's a lot of what we're getting into. And even though they're football experts, Skip and Shannon proved how little they know about the Titans when discussing the pass catchers. This was Skip and Shannon.
Has there ever been a quarterback do more damage throwing less than Ryan Tannehill? Because he did huge damage in this game. And the shocker was he throws it to two guys I didn't know. I didn't know Jonnu Smith because I haven't watched the Titans that much. And he makes the catch of the night over in the corner of the end zone. What? He's like the third tight end. Mm-hmm. And who knew that he could make that catch? And then that little Khalif Raymond out of Holy Cross, undrafted, he barely played all year, caught three balls the whole year, and he gets loose on the and Tannehill just drops a dime on him.
Skip.
Oh, what a play.
Skip. What a play.
After turnover or change of possessions, what is the team that just got the turnover or the stop, what do they normally do? A shot play.
Yeah.
So everybody knows that except the Ravens.
I guess not. Okay. But who knew Khalif Raymond? I mean, you don't even know who he is.
So Skip Bayless says Jonnu Smith is the third tight end of the Titans. Has never seen him before, even though Jonnu scored like, what, five touchdowns this year? And some big touchdowns, too. And he didn't know who Khalif Raymond was. Which I'm fine with, but if you're making $6.5 million a year to talk about sports, pretend to at least do some research after they win the first playoff game. I mean, they're getting ready to play the New England Patriots. That's a big game, even for everybody on TV, right? Like, they all talk about it. Just do a little the third tight end, Jonnu Smith. Who are the other two, Skip?
Khalif Raymond. All right.
Well, he called Anthony Fursker last week, or Furker, or something like that. So then it gets even better. Remember what John Gruden said after the Titans beat the Raiders, right? John Gruden said something along the lines of, yeah, you know, they go up with a, they give the ball that beast, then you come up there in a nine-man box, okay, and Tannehill turns around, throws the ball down the field. So it just, you know, how do you stop it? And Belichick talked about how Tannehill has been checking out of plays a lot, right? Like, that's something Belichick really noticed on tape when he watched Tannehill. Not Shannon Sharp.
But I'm assuming, Skip, there's not a whole lot of checking going on with the Titans offense. They might check from a weak side run to a strong side.
I agree. I don't think there's much of any.
But I'll tell you what they're not doing. They're not checking from run to passes.
Mm-mm.
So you've got to make Ryan Tannehill, because you know 22 can beat you.
So they're not checking, according to Shannon Sharp, which was then backed up by Skip Bayless saying, I agree, they're not checking. Floyd, your thoughts?
Sad. Sad.
Isn't that the number one strength of Tannehill? Has been him
people,
checking?
There are people sitting at home listening to that, shaking their head. Yeah, I can see that too. I understand. Shannon says it's got to be right. That's the way it works.
Well, remember last week when I watched the three Ravens games, and I'm like, all I hear them talk about on TV is how physical the Ravens are. I throw on three games. I'm like, they're not physical. It's just Lamar Jackson playing hide-and-seek with the football. That's all it is. It's nothing physical. And it was like, they're a big physical football team, and they're going to. And I said to you, I go, Floyd, they're not physical. You go, well, people look at the rushing stats, and if you have good rushing stats, they assume that you're a physical football team. I'm like, what? Like, shouldn't we be watching the games that we opine on? Meanwhile, some other things. Deion Sanders was asked if he's going to pick against the Titans. He picked New England to beat him, and he picked Kansas City to beat him. Here's what Deion Sanders said.
If I'm going to sit here and pick against the Titans again, you lost your mind, man. They made me shut up and sit up and listen. Hey, Derrick Henry, Tannehill and them is bad boys. But those safeties for the Tennessee Titans, you're going to earn your money. Not that you won't. I think you will. But Travis Kelce is something to deal with.
You think that was a little shot there at Byard? You know he doesn't like Byard. And
those safeties, didn't even use his name.
No, but of all the things that Deion could highlight on the Titans, he highlights the safeties. That's got to be on purpose, right?
I don't know.
It could be. But I do at least appreciate Deion saying, you think I'm going to pick against the Titans again? They've shut me
made
up.
Made me shut up and
they
sit
have
up.
Shut me up. And I'm like, you know what, Deion? At least you can kind of take away a little bit of that. This is what Tony Gonzalez, and remember, Tony is a chief. You know, he's a longtime chief, Hall of Fame chief. This is what Tony Gonzalez said on Fox Sports 1.
Have you ever played in a team that was as physical as Tennessee? Or that literally was the quarterback was just an accessory?
Yeah. No. No, I think what they have, it, obviously they're led by that Clydesdale in the backfield, Derrick Henry, who nobody wants to tackle. If I'm – message to Kansas City – tackle this guy low. Do not go up top because he's too physical. And then the defensive side of the ball, they're an extension of what Mike Vrabel is as a player. Just a down and dirty, physical type guy. And you see that expressed throughout their whole defensive side of the football. Nobody wants to play this team. This is a dangerous football team. I'm scared next week for Kansas City.
So Tony says he's scared about Kansas City playing the Titans, which is nice. But then he acted as if Tannehill couldn't throw, so that's another thing. And then finally, Teddy Bruschi talked about why the Titans beat the Ravens.
The bully all year were the Baltimore Ravens, running the football, making people looking foolish. I mean, Lamar Jackson and the speed. But, you know, I said you got to get used to that speed of Lamar Jackson early.
Yes.
But the Ravens had to get used to the size of that running back in Derrick Henry and the speed that he had and how physical he was. They're the ones that looked unprepared for the physical nature of the Tennessee Titans.
So, Floyd, what do you think about what the people on TV are saying about the Titans?
Yeah, I mean, they just don't watch us. I mean, that's you can understand why. You know, we're not on that much. It's not that big a deal. Now it's the better you play, the longer you play well, the better your players play, then they'll pick it up. But it takes some time.
So the Titans were on TV a lot this year. I mean, they weren't on Sunday Night Football or anything like that. But they had Jim Nance and Tony Romo like six times or something this year. And on top of that, they beat good teams this year. That Cleveland game, everybody watched that game. Everybody was talking about that game. You beat Kansas City this year. You beat New England, like, they all watch these games, and yet Jonnu Smith is the third tight end of the Titans. How do you come up with something like that?
You don't know, and you just throw something out there and hope it sticks. I mean, that's the way it works.
$6.5 million a year, by the way, for that opinion.
There you go. What's his name? Is it Juna? What's the first? Okay.
Shannon Sharp also
plays the third tight end. Okay.
Shannon Sharp also at one point called Kevin Byard like Bayard or Bayard. I mean, he screwed up Byard's last name.
The safety.
Name. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people screw up Byard's last name, but I mean, Byard's an All-Pro. Like, he's the highest paid safety in the league. Like, at least get that one right. So I don't know. Maybe the Titans use this as more fodder for the idea of, hey, nobody respects you, no one's talking about you. You know, it's maybe they use that, because I guarantee you the Titans have used that the first 2 weeks of these playoffs, the card of, hey, no one respects you, no one believes in you, kind of thing.
I don't. Maybe.
Did you use that when you were a GM?
No.
Oh, come on. You use the no one believes in us, we believe in us, but no one else.
I mean, you don't have to say it; they know it. You know, you don't have to get up and tell them. They hear all this all day long.
Oh, they probably watch all these shows.
I don't know how much they watch, but I mean, the way it is now with the media, social media, I mean, everybody in the league, you know, everybody's got a Facebook or everybody's got a something, and they start looking through that, and, you know, so-and-so, Shannon says that so-and-so's this and that and the other. I mean, they get that info. So, I mean, they all know what's going on. I mean, I don't think you need to beat that horse. And I'm sure for a bunch of them it does work as some kind of motivation.
What about the idea of being underdogs? How big of a deal has that been for the Titans? We will discuss that next, because I do believe the Titans are enjoying the fact they're underdogs. Plus, we're right to your phones as well. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. Jared and the GM, we will be live in Kansas City Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with coverage leading up to Titans and Chiefs. That's right. Again, we will be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday live from Kansas City. Jared and the GM, it's ESPN 1025 The Game, and we're streaming on The Game Nashville.